Chapter 1 $6,800.98. Maddie let the bill flutter to her desk, where it settled like a leaf between her elbows. She dropped her head into her hands. Lucille, her lovable, irresponsible, artistic sister, wanted to do a semester in Italy, studying the great masters. Well, hell, who wouldn't? The problem was, Lucy's private college tuition was already stretching Maddie to the max. The extra expense of a semester abroad meant dipping into, no, wiping out her meager emergency fund. Still, considering all they'd been through, Lucy's carefree spirit was nothing short of a miracle. If keeping that miracle alive meant slaving more hours at her desk, Maddie would make it work somehow. Knuckles rapped sharply on her office door, Adriana Marchand's signature staccato. Maddie slid a file on top of the bill as Adriana strode in. Madeline, South Conference Room, now. Adriana scraped an eye over Maddie's hair and makeup, her sleeveless blouse. Full armor. Maddie shook her head. Take Randall. I'm due in court in 2 hours and I'm still not up to speed on this case. Insurance defense might be the most boring legal work in the world, but it was also complex, and she was buried. She waved an arm at the boxes stacked on her cherry coffee table, the 100 case files that marched the length of her leather sofa. Remember how you dumped all of Vicky's cases on me after you fired her for no reason? Adriana iced over. No one's job is guaranteed at this firm. Maddie glared, unwilling to show fear. But she was outclassed and she knew it. Adriana's stare could freeze the fires of hell, and as one of Marchand, Riley, and White's founding partners, she could, and would, fire Maddie's ass if Maddie pushed back too hard. Fine, whatever. Kicking off her fuzzy slippers and shoving her feet into the red Jimmy Choo's she kept under her desk, Maddie whipped the jacket of her black silk Armani suit off the back of her chair and punched her fists through the sleeves. Then she spread her arms. Full armor. Satisfied? Touch up your makeup. Rolling her eyes, Maddie dug a compact out of her purse, brushed some color onto her pale cheeks, hit her lips with some gloss. Then she poked her fingers into her caramel hair to give it some lift. She wore it spiked, like her heels, to make herself look taller. But at a petite 5 feet, she was still a shrimp. Adriana nodded once, then charged out the door, setting a brisk pace down the carpeted hallway. Step on it. We've kept your new client waiting too long. Maddie had to trot to keep up. My new client? Because I don't have enough work? He requested you specifically. He says you're acquainted. Well, who is he? He wants to surprise you. Adriana's dry tone made it clear she wasn't kidding. Before Maddie could respond to that ridiculous statement, Adriana tapped politely on the conference room door, then gently pushed it open. Meant for large meetings with important clients, the room was designed to impress, with oriental carpets covering the hardwoods and original landscapes by notable artists gracing the walls. But it was the long cherry table that really set the tone. Polished to a gleam and surrounded by posh leather chairs, it spelled confidence, professionalism, and prosperity. Bring us your problem, that table said, and we will solve it without breaking a sweat. And if the room and the table weren't enough to convince a prospective client that Marchand, Riley, and White were all that, then the million-dollar view of the Manhattan skyline through the 40-foot-wide glass wall would drive the point home. Who could argue with that kind of success? Maddie's new client stood gazing out at that view, his back to the door, one hand in the pocket of his expensively cut trousers, the other holding a sleek cell phone to his ear. Through that phone, Maddie heard a woman's tinkling laughter. He responded in rapid Italian. Not that Maddie understood a word of it. Her Italian began and ended with ordering risotto in Little Italy. But she'd had a short fling with a gorgeous Italian waiter, and she recognized the rhythm of the language. It was the sound of sweaty sex. Clearing her throat to announce their presence earned her a wintry glance from Adriana. But the man ignored them utterly. Maddie crossed her arms and looked him up and down with an affronted eye. He was tall, over 6 feet, and she put his weight at a lean 190. Broad through the shoulders, narrow at the hips, he bore himself like an athlete, graceful and relaxed, as if he wasn't standing 6 scant inches from thin air, 60 stories above Fifth Avenue. Though he claimed to know her, she couldn't place him by the sliver of his face reflected in the glass, or by the sleek black hair curling over his collar. Too long for Wall Street, not long enough for the Italian soccer team. Everything about him, his clothes, his bearing, his flagrant arrogance, screamed rich, confident, and entitled. He must be mistaken about her, she decided, because she honestly didn't know anyone like him.